This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I am getting a bunch of callers right now lined up by the crew. The topic we're going to be discussing here in the third hour, what do we do about the smartphone technology that's now taking over our life? And it's not just that it's taking over our life. It's that we know of all the negative health effects. We know about the negative effects of the 5G. We know about the negative side effects physically and psychologically of all of the screen time, of the flicker rates. So what do we do about it? What are we doing about it? What do we do about it? Can we do anything about it? A brief discussion in the break with the crew. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I don't have an answer. I'm riding this with you. I might not be the worst, but I'm certainly not the best. I still use my smartphone for, I have two smartphones. So what do we do? I mean, how do we buck this? How do we change this tide? How do we slow this momentum or re-navigate this momentum? And you know where it ends. There's a great illustration right there. You're trapped in your smartphone. It becomes your prison. And you know where it ends, folks. Eventually, you literally plug in to the machine and become the machine, which then enters an entire new realm of debate, which is, do you want to die or do you want to live forever as a machine? Yeah, I love that image that we have in that intro where you have a group of girls at a baseball game and there's like 12 of them and not one of them is watching the game. They're all on their smartphone. Yeah, smartphone, selfie, duck face. Woo! Looking down, texting a friend. You know, that girl has a St. Louis Cardinal hat on, taking the duck face selfie, but that is not from St. Louis, so I just want to stand up for my city. That is not Busch Stadium. Anyway, I mean, you see it. If you go to a ball game, I whenever I can, I like to enjoy live sports. If I go to a Cardinal game in St. Louis at Busch Stadium, you just look around and half the crowd is staring at their smartphone. And I grew up going to ball games. I mean, I'm like 14 years old and my dad is dropping me off with $5 so I can go get a bleacher seat. And I would go with $5, get a bleacher seat, maybe take some peanuts with me, and that was it. And for 3 hours, I enjoyed it. I loved watching the game. I didn't need a smartphone. I don't even like these new stadiums. They got 500 screens, 500 graphics flashing around you all the time, games going on. I'm like, man, what happened to people wanting to go watch the game? What happened to people wanting to watch other humans be masters at their craft, do incredible things? Now you just sit on your smartphone and watch. Oh, did something happen? Woo! But so what do we do? What do we do? Yeah, there is the image right there. That's actually in Arlington Ballpark in Texas. That is the Texas Rangers ballpark that these girls... Are you intentionally zooming in on the St. Louis hat? Oh, isn't that so trendy? I'm eating, what is that, like a churro? Taking a duck face selfie? Oh, and now you know what they have to do? Now, they have to put up a screen. Now in Major League Baseball, they have to put up a screen like all around the foul territory because people keep getting hit with baseballs because they're not even watching the game. So people staring down at their smartphone. Yeah, there's one. This guy gets hit in the face with a basketball because he's not even watching. They're both staring at a smartphone. So now you have to make a fan-safe environment because they're not even paying attention to the game, so they can be totally droned out on their smartphone, not even watching the game, and then they don't get hit in the head with a ball. They have to go to the game with a helmet on.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Okay, I'll pepper in some news, but for the next hour, until Paul Joseph Watson takes over the fourth hour here of The Alex Jones Show, I'm taking your call specifically on what do we do about the smartphone, cell phone technology, soon to be the 5G, that is literally killing us. It's literally destroying us. And you know where the end game goes. We literally have to become machines just to survive, or we're so dependent on machines, we have to plug into the digital machine or get a brain chip or whatever it is. And that's where it's going. You know, I'm going to tell you something right here about this story. AI brain chips will create a new breed of superhumans who can communicate via telepathy. You want to know something? You can already communicate via telepathy, folks. You already have that innate ability built in you. Now, you know that we only use, on average, I think about 10% of our brains. But I bet you've experienced probably some form of telepathy in your life. And you can do it. You can manipulate it. It's part of the secret human history that they don't tell you. I mean, we don't even know the secrets of our pineal gland. I mean, so we have all these amazing abilities already as humans that we don't even try to tap into. It's just incredible. So that's what we're going to be talking about here for the rest of the hour. What do we do about the technology killing us, the 5G, how do we stop it? How do we stop the momentum of our dependence on it? Let's go out to the phone lines now. Let's start with Jim in California. Go ahead, Jim.
How you doing?
Just fine.
All right. I've tried some things that have helped me a lot. In fact, I've found I sleep better. Is number one, shut everything off at night, including the Wi-Fi in your house. I bought a Block It Pocket from you, and I keep my phone in it. And, yeah, it takes a minute when I pull it out, go back and hook back up to the net so that it works. But that minute, that little bit of time is worth some of my life. You can get a reasonable meter that will measure electromagnetic frequency. And there's a simple demonstration they showed on YouTube on putting a Faraday cage over your smart meter.
You know, this is actually, Jim.
Metal mesh screen.
This is actually incredible, Jim. There's a guy that works here. He's been working here for I think a decade here. One of our social media gurus, friend of mine, who he told me about this, and he showed me. He was like, yeah, we're getting blasted with all these frequencies, and I was like, what are you talking about? And he pulls out the meter, and he just goes around his apartment. He's like, oh, here's my computer, blasting it off. Oh, here's my wireless router, blasting it off. Here's my microwave, blasting it off. All of these waves are invisible. If you could see all the radio waves that are going through, we wouldn't even be able to see an inch in front of our face. But I've never heard, I like that, turning off the Wi-Fi, you know, unplugging it and all that stuff. But that, I don't know if that really helps the overall issue. That might kind of be like one thing to say for each individual to help you with your health and to stop the waves from hitting you all the time. But I don't know if it really stops the momentum of where we're going here, Jim.
Well, I agree with you, but the one thing that you need, and like you and Alex both need it, sleep. Find a way to make your bedroom peaceful. My next step here, I found that stainless steel mesh is cheaper than copper. And I can hang that on the walls, hide it underneath the paneling on the walls of my bedroom. And now it doesn't infiltrate my bedroom, but it doesn't look like a Faraday cage either. And just leave those devices out of the room and make sure at least you shut yourself off at night and let your brain rest so it's not getting fried constantly. Because just walking around in the world, you're going to get it, unless you're wearing a foil hat or something. You know, maybe, hey, that's it. How about...
We got to bring back the foil hats. We're going to start selling foil hats at InfoWarsStore.com.
You guys come up with a hat that is made with the same mesh as the block it pocket, so you can put it on your head. And that
do you remember?
Do you, your brain.
The audience probably doesn't remember this. There was this girl. It was a Donald Sterling thing. Vivian Steviano, I think was her name. She used to wear. She used to walk around in a the steel melders wear, like the steel melder hat. I'm joking, like, but here's the thing. That is going to be an industry. Mark my words, that is going to be an industry with, like, helmets and body suits or even homes where it's all an Infinity enclosure. Or bedrooms, or they'll make paints. That's going to be a market where they create an entire marketplace for you to fight back against all the radio waves that are destroying you. And Jim is completely right. Thank you for the call, Jim. And again, I know he's right. And it's like, I can't even do it. And I don't know if you've been able to notice. Oh, look at that. Radiation blocking boxers. I want to get some of these. We should probably sell them. I'm not even kidding. You walk around with your cell phone right next to your testicles. Excuse me. It's blasting them with waves, destroying your ability to procreate. Sorry, I'd like to have kids. So I mean, I need to get these boxers, apparently. We should probably sell them. But that's going to be a huge marketplace. That's not even a joke. I just, again, though, I guess it's just impossible to stop. But the caller, Jim, was right. You really should be turning this stuff down. Yeah, there's a story. This is even the Huffington Post. How your cell phone might be hurting your sperm. No, it's not a mite. It is. It is. It's also hurting female eggs. It's all old news. And they just keep rolling it out. We don't even do anything. See, this is why yesterday I was so irked of the Supreme Court case being such a huge story. A freaking gay wedding cake, bro? Which it all, oh, and then they do the research. It turns out that the two gay guys doing this were militant left-wing radicals. They specifically looked for the one baker that they knew would say no, and then they made a national case out of it, and then they lost big, 7-2. Mainstream media says narrow decision. It was a total blowout. And that's the big story. Meanwhile, cell phone technology is killing us all. So how do we stop it? Jim has a solution, I think, in the short term. Not sure how it works in the long term. Let's jump out to Josh, calling in from Oregon. Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, so I wanted to make the comparison between cell phones and cigarettes, because I think it's there's a lot of comparisons there. I mean, for one thing, they're obviously clearly addictive, but and obviously there's also bogus science that was behind both of them. You know, when you look at cigarettes for a period of time, there was dentists and doctors coming out and recommending certain brands even. And so you've got this thing where society's addicted to it. They think that you're a kook or some kind of nut if you say that it's actually bad for you. And the problem here is not only do you have industries that can profit off of this, but you've got, you know, different entities that can clearly control society on so many different levels. As far as as, you know, what we can do to change it, that's a tough one because people are, I would say, more addicted to their smartphones than they are to cigarettes. I mean,
well, and this is actually a great caller. Let's hold Josh, because I like the intellectual analogy you just made to cigarettes. I want to have that. I actually want to continue that conversation on the other side, because that is actually, we can actually kind of paint a lot of parallels with that and the smartphones. But let's do that on the other side. In the meantime, we're about to go to break. I'm taking your calls the rest of this hour before Paul Joseph Watson takes over. But please, extended specials at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off some of our top-selling supplements like Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus. You've got 20% off the Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. We've got free shipping store-wide, which is huge if you want to get water filters, air filters, emergency food supplies, heavy items, free shipping store-wide. Take advantage of that. This is the last week this special is going to be going on, folks. So rush to InfoWarsStore.com today. Take advantage of the huge specials, free shipping store-wide. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and it makes all this possible. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're taking your calls here on the Alex Jones Show, discussing the implications of cell phone technology, all the screen time, what it does to the youth, what it does to us, what it does to our humanity. No Supreme Court case. No, that's a gay cake. But the cell phones that, you know, could pretty much destroy our environment via the recent studies, we just ignore that. So we're taking your call specifically on that issue at 1-877-789-ALEX. Now, I held Josh over because he was making a good point. He kind of got cut short on the break, so I wanted to bring it back to Josh. Josh, get back to the point you were making, comparing in the past to other things where you kind of had a similar situation where maybe we knew about the negative health effects, maybe we didn't, maybe they're consistent, maybe they're inconsistent, maybe we still don't know, and you were using the comparison of cigarettes to that. So just get back on your point, start from wherever you want, Josh in Oregon.
Sure thing, sure thing. So the reason I think it's actually way more dangerous, though, is because with cigarettes, you had, you know, obvious a profit motivation, and you've got these industries, you know, that are going to pay lots of money to lobby, to have scientists and others say, like, look, this is good for you because they want to make a profit. With cell phones, not only is it extremely addictive, but you've got these weird social scientists who are now getting in there, and they can manipulate people. They can cause us to become infertile. They can help to guide our, you know, the way that we think. And that makes it exponentially more dangerous because you've also got the profit motivation. So all these people who are glad to be a part of it for that reason. But then you've also got the social control aspect of it, which just makes it so incredibly dangerous. And it's become a part of almost everyone's life. I mean, we're completely enveloped by, you know, the technology that is around us nowadays.
Well, and that's where I wanted to, so let's keep it right there for a second with this comparison in the cigarettes to smartphones and kind of the same deal as far as the health concerns behind it, yet the rollout anyway. I agree with you. Cigarettes probably not near as big of an issue as the smartphones, because I agree with you. I think more people are using smartphones where you didn't have children, you know, growing up by the age of 3 smoking cigarettes. You do have children by the age of 3 on the smartphones, on the tablets, using that technology. So I do agree that that's more of a threat. You've also got just the fact that, you know, you still choose whether or not you want to smoke a cigarette. Cigarette smokers are actually decreasing. There's multiple reasons for this, alternatives, the vaping and everything. But with the smartphones, it's like you kind of don't have a choice in some aspects of life. You need the smartphone to work. Everybody has a cell phone at least. And then you kind of bring it to the secondhand issue where it's like, okay, secondhand smoke, is it bad? Is it not bad? Is there really this negative side effect? Do we really not know? Well, with the secondhand cell phone radiation, that's not even an option. It's like you can't get away from the cell phone radiation unless, you know, you're like 500 miles removed from society.
Oh, absolutely. And when you look at the damage that it does to society, not only individuals, but society, we're more socially disconnected now than we've ever been, even though we're able to connect with people all around the world instantaneously. We get so enveloped in that, the dopamine hits from...
Yeah, like there's people, I used to ride the bus in St. Louis for like 5 years. I took public transportation. I remember there'd be some days where I wouldn't feel like listening to music or you know, listening to podcasts or whatever, and I wouldn't have headphones in, and I'd like try to talk to people, like either sitting at the bus stop or on the metro or whatever. And there's people out there that are literally like, they're shocked. They're like, what is this? Is he trying to talk to me? Is this person trying to use words to communicate with me? I don't understand. So there's like another aspect that you just brought up too, where it's like we're having this communication breakdown where we don't even know how to socially interact anymore.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you look at the levels of you know, even teen suicide, you know, it's going up. I mean, it's just really causing a lot of problems for, I mean, the youth especially. And, you know, we know we've been warned by people like Steve Jobs, heads of Facebook, but
yep.
Still the conventional wisdom, for whatever reason, is that, you know, you're a kook if you say that this stuff's bad for you.
Well, thank you for the call, Josh. Great call. And just to kind of play both sides of the aisle here and be fair with it, just and I don't know if this is actually fair when it comes down to the science, but, you know, let's recall that you've got all the claims about cigarettes and cancer and secondhand smoke and all that stuff. I've got a great aunt that is like pushing 90 years old who's been smoking cigarettes since she was 15 years old, probably a pack a day, and, you know, can still, you know, run like she's in college. So how do you explain that? Do you have that same kind of application to the cell phones where maybe it affects others more than some? I'm just asking questions. I'm trying to figure this out with you here on the air. Let's now go to GD in Florida. Go ahead, GD.
Hey, Owen, this is Judy in Florida.
All right, Judy.
Hey. I want to read you a quote real quick, and I want to see if you can tell me who said this. I think it is fair to say at this point, and we're not trying to compare this to things in the past as far as wars are concerned, but we're essentially in a civil war right now for this country where we the people versus the brainwashed masses and the corrupt Washington establishment that herds them.
I don't know.
Tell me who said that?
No, go ahead.
You did.
Oh, you just quoted me?
Yeah.
I don't even know what I said.
Back and yeah, when it comes to quotes, when I think something is spot on, I go ahead and write it down. Yeah, it was you.
Judy in Florida. Man, we ought to hire you.
Well, that's strictly up to you. But, no, I'm just calling because I have a lot of experience talking to and dealing with people that when you talk about the dangers of cell phones, I've been trying to build my business to the point where I don't have to do the actual work anymore, and I can do, you know, lectures here and there just to talk to people about 5G and the threats of it. But I know a person that the doctor directly told him that, yeah, it was your cell phone use that gave you your brain tumor, and he died, you know, a few months later. And I know that this stuff is very dangerous. I mean, I have a flip phone for my business, and the thing that I'm probably most addicted to as far as, like, screen time is probably InfoWars.
But how hard is it, though, as a business – you say you're a business owner?
Yeah.
How hard is it, though, as a business owner to create a business model that can not just exist but even thrive trying to avoid the harmful technologies?
Well, I mean, I use a router as far as my computer, but I know that there's Wi-Fi signals going through my house. I mean, I have, you know, I live in an apartment complex. And I also have a smart meter that I can tell you a few times when there's been a signal that, you know, when they're doing a testing in the dead of night, and, like, I'll hear my printer all of a sudden go on. I mean, whatever's being tested in the house, it'll jolt me awake. I mean, these frequencies are active. They're far-reaching, and they do disturb the pineal gland. They do disturb sleep.
And you combine that with everything else, with the chemicals in the food and water, it's just like a perfect storm. Wow, Judy, first of all, thank you for quoting me. I'm blushing on air here. That was amazing. But, you know, but she makes a great point with the small business. It's like I go to my barber, and their wireless is down, and they can't even take payments because they use the wireless service to charge the card. So it's like, can you even survive with it?
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it was a prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Before we get back to the phone lines with Leon and Joe and Dylan and Grant, I just want to do a quick news blitz here. California water law prevents showering, doing laundry on same day. California Governor Jerry Brown signed two bills that will force water districts and municipalities to permanently adopt even more aggressive water rationing level than during the state's five-year drought. So more government control in California. I wonder, though, if Jerry Brown is able to water his plants, take a shower, make pasta, do his laundry, do it all on the same day. I wonder if Jerry Brown has to abide by the same water restrictions as the rest of California. Somehow I doubt it. Maybe I'm just a cynic. Did you see this? Maxine Waters plays to empty seats as only 10 millennials show up to campaign event. Anti-Maxine. Guys, see if you can find the graphic that they made for this, the anti-Maxine graphic. Yeah, here's the B-roll. The crew has it. There's the it's about 10 millennials that show up to this event. And then there's Maxine Waters, which I got to tell you, this is actually kind of a powerful footage. I've got a grandma, bless her heart. I love her dearly. My last grandparent that's still alive. And, you know, she's kind of, you know, she's short in stature. You know, usually your grandmothers end up pretty short in stature. But when you see Maxine, who pretends to be this powerful woman, who pretends to be this giant for civil rights, standing there like the smallest person, the littlest person in the crowd, not just physically, but mentally. When it comes to her integrity, when it comes to her honesty, that's what she's really the littlest in. She's really a shrimp when it comes to integrity and honesty. And then you have the kind of physical manifestation of that in this video. But I'm losing my track here. 10 people show up to a Maxine Waters event. 10 people with organization, press releases, printouts, the whole nine. Please join us for the anti-Maxine meet and greet. They announce it, big rollout. But guess what? InfoWars gives you a 24-hour notice for a Planned Parenthood protest. Just little old me, 24 hours, Planned Parenthood protest. I get 30 people to show up, not to see me, not to hear me lecture them, but to protest the baby killers of Planned Parenthood. Bernie Sanders at the airport. Nobody cares. Low energy. Looks like a total schlub. Can't even buy a comb for a nickel. A total hack. A total bum. Where his little bodyguard or whatever this guy is has more energy than he does. Sanders is just wavering around out there like a what do they call the dust things that roll around? I can't even think about it now. And all the Western cartoons and everything. He's one of those. He's like a dust mite. A tumbleweed. Bernie Sanders is like a tumbleweed tumbling through the airport. No energy. No one cares. Maxine Waters gets 10 people to show up for a highly publicized event. Folks, I'm not just saying this. We are bigger than them. Do you understand that? InfoWars is bigger than Bernie Sanders. InfoWars is bigger than Maxine Waters. These people are losers, and they're losing. I'll move on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people show up to a Maxine Waters event. 10. Nancy Pelosi on Supreme Court ruling. Bake that cake, Christians. Nancy Pelosi. Woman can't even think straight. But she just told you what it was all about. She just told you what was behind the entire gay cake story. It was all about attacking Christians and militant homosexual radicals saying, you better bake our cake, Christians, just trying to shove it in their face. Well, the Supreme Court got wise to you, and you lost 7-2. Koch brothers join resistance, launch campaign against Trump tariffs. You know, this is an interesting story, but I'm a little confused by this because I read a story today that said David Koch was actually pretty much setting aside all his involvement in Koch Industries, citing health reasons. So conflicting stories there. So I'm not sure what the deal with that is. But to the left, who hates the Koch brothers, you'd think that they'd be like, oh, wow, the Koch brothers hate Trump. Maybe I like Trump. Yeah. Billionaire conservative donor Koch to retire from Koch Industries. So I'm just trying to figure this out. They claim that he's fighting Trump, but he's claiming to retire. Okay. Kent State gun girl challenges David Hogg to an arm wrestling match. This is hilarious. Caitlin Bennett, huge. I'm a big fan of Caitlin Bennett, by the way. She's got a real future. And she's not afraid of media outlets, unlike other activists that are like her that were scared to come on InfoWars. I'll just leave it at that. Caitlin Bennett challenges David Hogg to an arm wrestling match. Well, I think I'd probably take Caitlin Bennett in that. I saw David Hogg once. I said that he had a loose thread hanging out of his shirt sleeve. I didn't realize it was his arm. So anyway, and then you had what is this deal? Family of Stoneman Douglas student advocate David Hogg swatted at home, but apparently it was a prank SWAT thing. I don't know. I'm just reporting this to you. I didn't dive deep into this. There's really not many details even in this story. So who knows? There's probably some angle that'll come from that. All right, got through that staff news. Let's get to another phone call. Let's go to Leon in Oregon. Go ahead, Leon. We're talking about the rollout of the 5G technology, the smartphone that's killing our humanity, and what do we do to stop it? Go ahead, Leon.
Hey, Doug. Good afternoon, Owen. Good job fighting for the cause. Well, one of the things, and if you don't mind, I'd like to give a quick shout out to Alex from Speak Out Radio. It's been a long time. But as far as the 5G, you know, one of the things, and first of all, don't worry about your use of it, because your use of it is as a tool for your work. You're not like sitting around watching porn and playing games.
Yeah, no,
you know,
I understand that. I do understand that. However, it still is hurting me. I mean, I'm still getting negative health effects.
Well, and you know what? Honestly, they've got us tied so tight into this system that to find information, I mean, you know, they're eliminating libraries all over the place. That used to be a huge source of information.
And, you mean like the Obama library that doesn't even have any books in it that's now getting protested in Chicago? Oh.
Well, and yeah, pretty much libraries nowadays just have a bunch of computers that are all hooked up to the Internet anyway. But, you know, to find really good information is a really difficult thing to do. But if people do the homework and look at, you know, the things that companies put out about their technology and this and that, and that's really my main point here, is educate, you know, yourself about these type of technologies. And the more that you understand about this stuff, the more passionate you become, because you understand the goal of this stuff. You know, if DNA is manipulated by environmental circumstance, then all this stuff that we're putting on us is literally rearranging our cosmic antenna and, you know, preventing us from receiving, you know, like creator energy and all that stuff. And the thing that I do, because I don't have access like you guys with a great audience, but if you're like standing at a gas pump and you see somebody next to you, strike up a conversation. Start talking about this stuff, because the only way that we're going to be able to beat this stuff is by educating yourself, becoming passionate, and going out and talking to your friends and your neighbors, you know, your fellow citizen, about the stuff that's being put on us.
And this is not a partisan issue either. This is something that affects everybody. Nobody's really playing this as a left-right issue.
Yeah, this is a human issue. This is about us as human beings and our safety and security in our own country, our own, you know, our own homes. Because, like you guys say, the radio waves that are flying around nowadays are bad enough. With the implementation of the G5, and they've had the Gwyn transmitters out for many, many years. You might remember the Gwyn transmitters that were alleged to be able to manipulate people's attitudes over huge ranges of an area.
And they already have those technologies. I mean, and that's like a whole other wing of this discussion that the population really doesn't even know about that you could have.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you have seen the viral video of Alex Jones confronting Bernie Sanders at the airport. Now, we reported on it and showed you the footage of Bernie Sanders running from Alex Jones, refusing to answer a question. But now, we're honored, as you're watching the video right now, for TV viewers at Infowars.com/show, most of our audience is radio. You're seeing Bernie Sanders freaking out when he sees Alex looking like a crumb bum.
Let me guess, you guys aren't flying first class, are you? Why is he running? Anyways, you guys flying first class, you shouldn't be.
I got a coach ticket in my pocket.
We don't do that in Venezuela. I like his $100,000 Audi. I'm going to walk this way. Henry's over here. Look right there. Bernie, why did you say white people don't know what's
going on? Don't touch me, Alex. Don't touch me. Don't touch me, Alex.
You guys have fun. Got to be around the general public, huh? It's kind of a bad thing. You're on the proletariat like that? You're a ruling class commie? Huh?
Bernie running from Alex.
You're having fun. We're all having fun.
Here's the footage.
We're going to win. Don't worry. America's coming back.
his little minion. Just look at the slovenly behavior of a Bernie Sanders. Doesn't even comb his hair, walks like a crumb bum.
God bless you. Mr. Sanders, why do you think socialism works better than capitalism, and why do you live in a capitalist country? I don't know why you're running from me. You apologize for all the wars you guys launched, Democrats? All the millions you killed?
Do you enjoy living in $1 million vacation houses, Bernie, or do you want to give those to the poor?
Yeah, your $100,000 Audis. Anyways, you guys have fun. We love reporting all that money. You guys run your little PR stuff. It's not going to work.
Have fun, you know.
Good luck when Google gets broken up. Hey, Bernie, why'd you say white people don't know what it's like before? Why are you so racist? Won't answer that, but he did say it. Move to Venezuela, Bernie. You'll like it. People like you there.
So there's the footage. I mean, it's right there. Bernie Sanders refuses to answer a question. He's running away from Alex Jones. The great communist Bernie Sanders, total fraud, let Hillary steal the election, you know, lives in $1 million mansions, fancy cars, but claims he's a socialist. But Bernie was so upset that we reported on him refusing to talk to Alex Jones, running from Alex Jones. He was so upset that now we're honored. Bernie is called into the show. I mean, I can't believe this is happening. So now Bernie Sanders is called into the show to defend his honor after running from Alex Jones like a coward. So, Bernie, you're claiming you didn't run from Alex Jones when he was talking to you? I mean, we have the footage, Bernie. I mean, how are you? What are you saying? You didn't run from Alex Jones?
That's right. I did not run from that man. In fact, that's all fake news, fake footage. Just like Venezuela has the highest GDP in the world, and they're doing great. And I like Black Lives Matter, and, you know, again, white people don't know what it's like to be poor, to live in a ghetto, to be homeless, or to be attacked, even though the statistics say it's 10 to 1 black people attacking white people. They don't know. And continuing, I just wanted to say that since that report was put out, it's fake news, okay? And the economy's not coming back under Trump. It's been a nightmare. And yes, my wife took over Burlington College and then bankrupted it and took millions, but that's not a big deal because, you know, she was my second wife. And to when we honeymooned in the Soviet Union when I was the mayor of Burlington as part of a program, and it used to be a great country where you could go there and we taught the Christians how to get on their damn knees. So I just want to call and say I would never run, but when you filthy Americans, and I didn't run from them, and we're going to get you, and we got your kids in the school. And we're giving them really good training. I saw in the Philadelphia newspaper just today, came out, sex ed training with triple X porn, and a big old sign that says, I love pizza. So you got to understand how this all works. This is our country, not yours. And once we bankrupt your ass, we're going to put you in a freaking re-education camp, Owen.
Well, Bernie,
You punk, you young American scum. We've had our boot on the Russian throat for 85 years. But we're going to break your stinking political neck, too, when we smile down and piss all over the grave of America. And our good friends in China and your great human rights record. Let me tell you who else I love. He's a man of courage, incredibly intelligent. It's Pope Francis, a Jesuit, because he's not a Christian. He's doing more wreck Christianity than anyone's done in thousands of years. And I think it's beautiful that we've almost broken Western civilization's back. So don't you ever try to put me down. You understand that, boy?
No, Bernie, I don't, because you're going to sit here and tell me about the American economy while people suffering, while you're living in million-dollar mansions with $100,000 cars, Bernie.
It doesn't matter that I never had a private sector job. When I was born in Brooklyn, I was anointed. It's like my brother moved to England to run things there as a top social worker and a member of the government. And we are teaching you that the family, the top social worker that works for my brother, said 2 days ago in England, celebrated the family is almost broken. And said, we will break your nuclear family, but we will have our families. The left, we your children, and they will rule you. I am better than you, Owen, and I'm going to show you I am better than you. That's why Jeff Bezos and Tim Cook and all the billionaires with hundreds of billions apiece, that's why they're tax exempt. It's why they pay no tax. But then I lecture people in the United States that aren't part of the combine that make $100,000 a year because your money belongs to me. Is that clear? When I am done with you, Owen, you will not even know who you ever were because I am superior to you. I will run your life. Is that clear?
Bernie, if I gave you a nickel right now for a comb, would you comb your hair?
Well, that's all part of my little Einstein look, okay? So, but you don't think I don't like to look like a little harmless old man? When us communists have killed 185 million people, we wish it was a lot more. Here's the thing. We're doing it right now in China and the big churches. We control them in the U.S. now, and we're killing Buddhists, too, by the millions. And not one stupid leftist will say a word. They like it. They like what we're doing. We run your family. Your children are ours. You will never stop me, Owen. And that Alex Jones, our forces are already rallying. And we will take you down. And we will fry you with 5G. And we will fry you with GMO and fluoride that we avoid so we can look down at your brain damage with 20 IQ point reduction. And then you can have the deformities and you can die and I can be big. I'm gonna kill all of you. Just like the Soviet Union. I'm so close. Oh, God, you're starting to wake up. Oh, I'm gonna push back on I hate America.
Bernie, you know, it sounds to me like, first of all, that you're actually kind of sound like a gangster based on everything that you're saying and I'm hearing about what you're doing here. But you realize, Bernie, you're losing popularity. I mean, you go to the airport, nobody even cares you're there. I mean, you realize that nobody likes you now?
You listen to me. Hillary was the anointed one to drive a wedge between men and women even more. And so when they took the election from me, I stood down and I took it. Because the goal for me isn't to be a president. It is to slit the throat of Western culture and end the family union and annihilate Christianity. My will is to put everything I've got into bringing you down. And I will do it, Troyer. I will bring down InfoWars.com. No one should spread that damn link. You notice Google came out and said, all conservatives are Nazis. You notice we're cutting all your resources off and putting you in electronic gulags. We're going to cut your money off. We're going to put you in prison. We're going to take Jesus away from you. And we're going to piss all over everything. You don't say Jesus even in school. You don't talk about it. You keep your dirty American Christian Bible quiet. Is that clear? Is that clear to you, Owen?
There it is. The scumbag, dirtbag Bernie Sanders calls into the Alex Jones Show. You know, I'll give you credit, Bernie. You ran from Alex then, but you'll call in from a phone.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.